Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Ask the Doctor. I'm your host, Will Cooper, and today we will be talking to Dr. Chaney Wilson, one of the primary doctors at Northside Vascular Surgery. And Dr. Wilson, thank you for allowing us to be with you today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Thanks a lot for everyone for being here, and I really appreciate everyone adhering to the COVID rules, being 6 feet apart. But since we are 6 feet apart, I'm going to take off my mask so that y'all can hear me a little better.
So to start off with today, what is carotid artery disease?
So carotid artery disease is a common vascular issue that we see often. It's basically the buildup of disease within the carotid arteries. The carotid arteries are the arteries in your neck that feed your brain. And over time, and with different medical problems, you can have buildup of plaque. And the tightening within the artery or the extent of the plaque can eventually cause strokes or mini strokes.
So how common is carotid artery disease, and in particular, how common is it for women?
So stroke is a common problem in both men and women. If you look at women overall between the age of 55 and 75, there's about a risk of 1 in 5, meaning out of 5 women, one of those would have a stroke. Now, strokes aren't always caused from carotid artery disease, but it is a very common cause of stroke.
What is arterial plaque, and what are some of the risk factors that are involved with having it?
So there's a lot of different risk factors, and the common risk factors are just those that we see in most of heart disease. So anybody that has poorly controlled hypertension, diabetes with poorly controlled blood sugar, as well as a large genetic component as well.
One thing that a lot of people fear and know about is a stroke, but what are the warning signs that come with it?
It's hard to know for sure if you're going to have a stroke, but the most important thing is to control those risk factors that can cause stroke, like we talked about, like hypertension, diabetes, try to avoid smoking. And then certainly if you notice that you're having any symptoms, like visual disturbance or weakness on one side of your body, that would be something that you need to go to the emergency department or talk to your primary care physician, immediately.
What is a TIA, and what are the differences between that and a stroke?
So a TIA stands for transient ischemic attack, and it is presents identical to a stroke. Really, the only difference is that a TIA lasts less than 24 hours. So we expect that by 24 hours, the symptoms are completely resolved. So that's also called a mini stroke. And then a stroke are the same symptoms. Those just last greater than 24 hours.
What symptoms are involved with having a TIA?
Those symptoms, most commonly, you'll see facial droop on one side of the body. You'll see weakness on one side of the body. And then you can also have a visual disturbance, or some people describe it like a curtain falling over their eye.
Another type of artery disease is coronary. And what is that exactly?
CAD stands for coronary artery disease, and typically we say that the same kind of process that leads to disease in the neck, so carotid artery disease, most patients will also have coronary artery disease or disease of the heart. And so controlling the risk factors for those is important for both. So it's the same. You want to prevent those high blood pressures, so control your blood pressure well, have good control of your blood glucose if you're a diabetic, and avoid smoking. And then also just eating a heart-healthy diet overall is really important.
If someone is diagnosed with coronary artery disease, how would you treat that?
Great question, because this is what I do. So it really depends on how severe the disease is in the neck, and it depends on whether you've had symptoms or not. So for patients who are just incidentally found to have mild disease in their neck arteries and you've never had a stroke or a mini stroke, then those are the patients we can just treat medically. So typically you'll be started on an aspirin, maybe a Plavix, and a cholesterol medicine as well. Now, if you're found to have more of moderate disease, then that really depends on whether it's symptomatic or not. So if you've had no symptoms, we can often still treat those people with just medically, like we do for people with mild disease. However, if you have symptoms that are concerning for stroke or mini stroke, we typically at that point will recommend some type of surgical intervention, whether that is a carotid endarterectomy, where we actually open up the artery and clean it out, or whether that is a stent.
And then the last question I have for you today is that if you just saw somebody walking down the road and you could tell them what they need to know about their heart health, what advice would you give them?
Yeah, so you know, if you're eating a healthy diet, you're exercising, and your blood pressure's under control, then this is really unlikely to affect you. So, you know, leading a healthy diet or leading a healthy lifestyle in general is just very important, and you'll be fine. So that's a pretty good synopsis of carotid artery disease. You know we talked about a lot today, but as a vascular surgeon, we treat a lot of other medical problems as well. So as a vascular surgeon, we treat all of the arteries and veins outside of the heart and the brain. So that covers a lot of territory. Some of those other common things include abdominal aortic aneurysms. Here's a little model right here, as well as blockages or also peripheral arterial disease. So disease of the leg arteries are very common. But if you have any questions or concerns, we're happy to see you, and hopefully you come and visit us at Northside Cherokee.
This has been Ask the Doctor, presented by our friends at Northside Hospital Cherokee.